Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Jeff Van Grudel. He is the Optimization Sales Manager at Command Alcon, a provider of next-gen supply chain software solutions for the heavy construction industry. Mr. Van Grudel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And certainly our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, who is Command Alcon and what do they do?
All right. Well, Command Alcon is a leading supplier of collaboration platform for the heavy work industry. Our solutions deliver supply chain integration and frictionless digital collaboration across the heavy construction ecosystem. Connects a many-to-many technology platform that's purpose-built for our industry, enables business partners to automate inter-enterprise operations, capture real-time visibility into the heavy materials orders and deliveries, leveraging leading-edge software experiences to achieve mutually beneficial goals, and to share that knowledge and manage by exception and promote certainty of outcomes. Command Alcon is headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, but we are a global company and we have office locations all over the globe. One of the solutions I'm going to be talking to you about today is called Command Optimize, and it helps dispatchers in the ready mix and concrete world to evaluate all the information they need around their orders, their trucks, their plants, and many, many other variables to make unbiased recommendations on how to best utilize their resources. So most dispatch decisions are complex and carry a lot of variables that dispatchers are thinking about, and they're often planning and replanning, and quite often they make ill-formed decisions in the heat of the moment. The human brain can process about 50 variables at one time, and in a lot of cases, unfortunately, dispatchers don't even have access to all of the key variables, especially things like cost. So Command Optimize, it can process millions of data points in a split second and make suggestions that will save both time and money.
And certainly a fine explanation on what Command Alcon is about and what they do. Now, tell us more. You mentioned it. How does Command Optimize work?
Sure. Well, Command Optimize utilizes, like most optimization engines, a very powerful algorithmic-based optimization engine. The engine evaluates, like I said earlier, countless data points in real time. So key for the industry, for, you know, the ready mix and industry are things like truck costs, driver costs, plant and mix costs, the order requirements the customers have placed with you, the order start times, the travel time to and from the job, because concrete is a highly perishable product, right? It has a very limited shelf life. The unloading time, the spacing of trucks on a job site, things like union rules, driver seniority, driver overtime, and ultimately real-time traffic patterns using Google real-time traffic. So it takes all these things into account and then some, right? It just starts evaluating all these data points. And Command Optimize creates a real-time executable plan that balances cost versus customer service. Every Command Optimize customer and their individual goals are different, so the optimization engine is tuned towards their specific needs and business environment and their goals to provide a consistent result day in and day out. Command Optimize presents a plan in a Gantt chart, which shows what it's got planned, every activity for every truck, every driver, every plant. But more importantly, Command Optimize starts to prompt the dispatcher or the user with real-time suggestions to execute. So which truck and should I ticket and when should I ticket it? When should I return a truck to a different plant? When should I wash that truck out at the end of the day? When should I shut my plants down? And since the optimization engine is incorporated and integrated into the Command Series platform, which is the higher part of the software that Command Alcon provides, the user receives these suggestions through enhanced command track screens, which most users are already very familiar with. So the learning curve is not that steep for the end users. And Command Optimize is really just the next evolution in the dispatch software environment. And that integrated workflow inside a Command Series makes it a familiar and comfortable user experience. Command Optimize also assists the dispatcher or scheduler with planning the resources that they need for future days. So based upon the orders they took today for tomorrow, the system goes through and it says, hey, here's the resources you're going to need. This process is called the driver call-in process. And the optimization engine really takes the DRCI process to a whole new level.
Thanks greatly for the thorough coverage on that, and most helpful as well. Now, as a follow-up, how does your team determine who would be successful with this solution? And what are some examples, if you don't mind sharing, of companies that are successful with using Command Optimize?
Sure. Well, the optimization team approach is based upon a consultative sales and implementation approach. We evaluate every prospect very closely. We typically extract data from their existing Command Series system and perform a financial impact analysis to see what potential Command Optimize might be able to offer and to establish a baseline of key performance indicators. If the prospect is interested in pursuing Command Optimize, a senior business consultant with many years of real industry experience goes in and performs an operational assessment. We do this with each and every potential optimization candidate before we will sell or even implement the solution. The operational assessment is a paid on-site consultancy that evaluates the overall business, the business processes, along with how they're utilizing current tools. But more importantly, we look at the culture that exists in the dispatch center. We want them to be successful. We want to transform the dispatch center into a logistics center of excellence. So the result of the operational assessment is a detailed write-up of our observations and improvement suggestions. Quite often, the operational assessment will identify potential changes and improvements that will make an immediate financial impact, regardless of whether they move forward with Command Optimize or not. And if they do decide to move forward with Command Optimize, we'll provide them with a roadmap and a guide on their optimization journey. So in a nutshell, we want to see how they are doing today, what the financial potential will be from implementing Command Optimize. We want to look at their culture, their process, their attitudes, and the mindsets of their users, and we want to make sure that they are open to change and willing to work with us. When we decide to move forward with a project and implement the software, we continually monitor the performance of the software in real time. We want to make sure the customer is happy, and once they start using the software, they will stay engaged with it. We work closely with our customers to make sure they are improving their operations and getting the most out of Command Optimize. And I use Formula One as an example, but we will often retune the system based upon changes in their business. And it's our team's mandate to make sure that every customer gets the maximum value out of their investment.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Jeff Van Grudel. He is the Optimization Sales Manager at Command Alcon, a provider of next-gen supply chain software solutions for the heavy construction industry. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, take that even further. What are the quantifiable benefits of this solution?
Yeah, the quantifiable benefits, we typically see a pretty decent financial impact with dollar savings. And these savings are derived by lower delivery costs and the potential of lower material costs. Companies are also able to do more with the same amount of resources. So delivering more concrete with a same or a smaller fleet, or allowing a producer to take on incremental business without increasing their fleet or plant network. We typically see anywhere from $1 to $3 per cubic yard savings in the U.S. along with an increase of anywhere from 5 to 10 loads per truck per month. So it's pretty significant for our producers when you start thinking about producers or, you know, if they're doing 500,000 yards a year, this could have an impact of anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million for them just in cost savings.
Now, another question on the backside of that, what are the intangible benefits of the solution, if any?
Yeah, this is one of the ones that's always interesting, right? Because we always like to quantify the dollar savings and stuff, but a lot of my customers will tell me that Command Optimize actually helps improve the work-life balance of their dispatchers. Typically, dispatchers have to juggle, you know, driver requirements, the right mix of trucks, try and meet the service expectations of their customers while trying to ensure financial success for their company. And dispatchers are typically working in a high-stress environment that is constantly changing and where no one is particularly happy with them. With Command Optimize, it takes away the stress associated with every decision, and it shifts the focus of the dispatchers to become more data managers and good communicators instead of trying to make every decision on their own. Many Command Optimize dispatchers will tell you that they can now go home and feel good at the end of the day, and they complete their day with much less stress. And another intangible that you don't necessarily see right away, but you start to see it in your business over time, is it helps the business provide A-plus customer service. And because the dispatcher's making more and better informed decisions, not myopic decisions, just in the heat of the moment, as a result of that better customer service, we're seeing long-term benefits for price increases in the industry where optimized producers can increase their prices because of that better or excellent customer service that they're now providing, because the customers can rely on that superior service day in and day out.
Mr. Van Grill, really appreciate your time and visit with us here today on behalf of Command Alcon. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to share? Anything else we should be aware of, or a final tip or a thought as we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, we have many different customer success stories and detailed examples of presentations that can be found on our Mastery of Command Alcon website. Each year, we typically highlight a success story at our conference. So we've got a great success story from 2019, one from 2018 up there, and you'll be seeing more success stories get posted up there. We had a really great recent success where we were seeing as much as $4 per yard savings. So we're seeing some real great results, and if anybody is interested in finding out more, I'd be happy to speak to them in more detail, and they can reach me at commandalcon.com.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Van Grudel, all the best, and thanks so much again for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Van Grudel, the Optimization Sales Manager at Command Alcon, a provider of next-gen supply chain software solutions for the heavy construction industry. And for further details and for information, visit commandalcon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.